A good ambassador needs to be skilled in communicating with diverse groups of people, and that's as true for musical ambassadors as for political ones. The World's Alex Galifant has today's global hit.
He calls himself Blitz the Ambassador. He was born and raised in Ghana, in the capital Accra. But for 10 years, home has been the United States, and you can hear it when he talks.
I had to learn to speak like this, because if I'm going to be a rapper the same way that if I'm going to be a nautical scientist or whatever, I should learn the lingo and present myself as that.
That's being an immigrant. You take on some things, leave other things behind. You want to fit in, even as you hope to stand out. And it's not always comfortable.
Because when I return to Accra, guess what? I'm a stranger there as well.
Blitz the Ambassador knows that music is one way of making sense of it all. For his new album, Native Son, he says he built up the songs the way he himself is built, with Ghana and Accra the foundation.
Dear Africa, it's just me, your son. I pray this letter finds you better. Hope you're doing fine. I can't believe the 10 years have gone by since I last packed my bags, got a cab and set by. Only imagine the feeling watching your kids go. Must have been heartbreaking. Where did the years go? But you'd be proud to know I never stopped repping you. Every track, every show, every last interview. Plus I hated how they obtained your image in the news. All the stereotypical narratives describing you. If they ever met you, I bet you was undisputable. The way you shine, so black, so beautiful. From the depths of the Sahara, travel to Kilimanjaro. Ancient mathematics, they forgot you're the land of the pharaohs. Plus you birthed us all, nobody can deny. Most of the men that said they loved you only robbed you blind.
Multiple languages, a wide-ranging geography, diverse musical styles. Blitz brought all those elements together by first singing the lines that make up the songs. He sang everything, the horn parts, the rhythms, and then his musicians translated that into instrumental parts.
I mean, if you listen to James Brown records, you can see he's just singing them the lines. Fela is the same. You can see he's just singing them the lines, and they resonate more. They're not abstract notes that were just written to live. They're things that were sung.
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck D bringing the noise right here with my man Blitz the Ambassador right here, Native Son. That's right, check it out. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Chuck D is Blitz's hero and mentor. He visited Ghana in the early 90s with Public Enemy, and Blitz soaked it all up. He says American music doesn't often produce that kind of politically engaged artist anymore. But Africa does.
Coming from where I'm from, I'm consistently engaging in debates about politics, about the IMF and World Bank. I mean, about these are real things to us. These aren't things that end up in the New York Times, you know. These are things that, conversations that are being had.
Stealing all the resource while they lie to us. From the World Bank loans to the IMF and the public politicians that supporting their policies, selling out their own people to the government overseas. So whatever they do, we do. Whatever they think, we think. It's so insane. How the riches got in there, it's got most of the poor people. They pillage us. I wonder why we all not equal. Got a lot of nerve to be calling us third world, but we were the first architects of this world. Remember, ain't nobody saving no African. Only the African can save.
Ultimately, Blitz the Ambassador is a musician, not a politician. But he thinks about politics, just as he thinks about life in Accra and about his new life in Brooklyn. Native Son is his attempt to join the dots, as he puts it, to make the gaps smaller. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
Blitz the Ambassador performs in New York today and Washington tomorrow. You can hear his entire album set to a short film shot in Africa. Listen and watch at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.